Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The cross is the lens through which Christians should see everything. We've seen this in our own church season. In Advent, we see the coming of Christ to primarily go to the cross. In Christmas, we celebrate Christ's birth. Why? That he would go to the cross. In Epiphany, Jesus is revealed to be the Christ who would save the world by the cross. In Lent, we see that mankind needs forgiveness, and that comes by Jesus' death on the cross. Every celebration should be centered in on the cross. And this includes Palm Sunday as well. Jesus' triumphal entry brings this great celebration. And yes, Jesus is worthy of such praise, but we see that the celebration is for the wrong reason. In fact, not even the disciples understand the events of that day until after the resurrection. You see, people have the wrong idea about what Jesus had come to do. The text says, "The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.' The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign." That day at Jerusalem, there was great celebration. But they cheered because they thought that Jesus would be their earthly king. That he would provide bread for them, as he did with the feeding of the 5,000. That he would heal their sick and raise their dead, as he had done many times throughout Galilee. And that he would run out the Romans at last, providing political freedom. Even the disciples didn't really know what to think. Jesus had told them before this point that he was going to die. But they did not understand him, and they would rebuke him for saying that he would die. Our text for the triumphal entry says, "His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him." The crowds and the disciples think that Jesus will act in a way that lines up with their own ideas about him. But the people were wrong, at least in part. They were right in that Jesus came to feed them, to heal them, and to deliver them. But Jesus came to give them far more than what they thought. He came to give them the greater food, his body. The greater healing, eternal life, and the greater deliverance, deliverance from sin and from death. All of this would be accomplished by his death on the cross. But when the people see that Jesus isn't doing what they had intended or thought that he would do, they turn. The gospel text for Passion Sunday reads, "Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, 'You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him.' But they all cried out together, 'Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas.' a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. Just like when Jesus visited his hometown of Nazareth, here we see how quickly the people turn against Jesus. The hymn that of the day for last week and the first hymn of our distribution, "My Song is Love Unknown," says this quite clearly and wonderfully. "Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry." On Palm Sunday, the people of Jerusalem are shouting for his praise. Yet less than a week later, on that Good Friday, they are shouting not for his praise, but for his death. This example of false expectation is something the world continues to struggle with. People think that Jesus should act in a certain way. He should provide them with everything that they ask for. He should make their life easy. And he shouldn't care if they sin against God. And those false expectations of Christ then trickle into the church. The church should not condemn people's sinful lives. The church should be there to entertain them and make them feel good. And in fact, the church should be okay with other things being a priority over it. And in fact, this false expectation even falls upon pastors too. Pastor is supposed to say what the people want to hear. Pastor is supposed to make sure that everything is going right in the church. And pastor is supposed to be the one bringing people into the church. There are false expectations everywhere, every which way you look in Christianity. And so it's important to make sure that you have the right expectations of your pastor, of the church at large, and most importantly, of Christ himself. Because those false expectations can lead you into sin. Plus, on top of this, the work of the church and of Christ far exceeds the common expectations of the world. With Jesus, he did not enter Jerusalem that day of the triumphal entry to become an earthly king, not to provide miracle bread or to run out the Romans. But Jesus entered Jerusalem to die for the world. This was his mission all along, to save humanity from sin. He had carried the sins of the world for 3 whole years, and his hour was fast approaching. And so he goes to Jerusalem, and it is in Jerusalem that he would give his life on the cross. And by his death on the cross, the world would be saved, all sins forgiven, death defeated by Christ's death, and Satan bound and made powerless. While the people in Jerusalem that day did not truly know why Jesus had come, he goes anyway, because he knows what is best for his people. That mission of Christ then continues on with the church. The church is not about making people feel comfortable and accepted, not to overlook sin or to entertain the crowds, but rather the church is to make disciples and spread the gospel. They speak the word of God, both law and gospel. They share the good news of Christ's death for the world, and they live out that love toward the world, that others may come to know Christ and believe in him. People will always have a misunderstanding of the church, yet the church continues in its holy mission. And at the center of that mission is the pastor and his work. Pastors aren't supposed to say what you want to hear, run everything, or get people into church. He is not an entertainer. Pastors provide the word and the sacrament and minister to God's people. Pastors preach the word of God to the flock. They give out the forgiveness won for them at the cross. They teach the people the truths of God's word, and they equip the people to be the hands and feet of God. Even though people may have false expectations of the pastor, pastors work this humble calling to grant you eternal life. So you see that even though many have false expectations, pastors, the church, and Christ continue to do that vital work of the gospel. This Palm Sunday, be sure that you are celebrating for the right reasons. Do not celebrate like the Jews that day in Jerusalem, but celebrate as one who has been freed from sin by Christ himself. For Christ will go this week into Jerusalem. On Maundy Thursday, he will institute that life-giving supper for you. On Good Friday, he will face ridicule, mockery, suffering, and ultimately face death on the cross for you. And on Easter, he will rise victorious over sin, death, and the devil. Therefore, today, make your song that which you have sung in our hymn of the day. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing. For Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence eternally rejoice. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.